But we've got to unsee it in our consciousness. And we've got to realize that there aren't external forces that can come in and make them be pushy. Because if that happens, they are willfully going ahead without reason. And the whole Islamic world has been raised on the Quran. And on the Quran says you'll do this or you'll do that, and they very obediently follow without any sense of reason. And one of the things the Quran says is that they will and must dominate the world. And that's what keeps them pushing to, as one person over there said, you know, he says a horse will hit his head up against a wall once and he finds it hurts and he won't do it again. But he says these people, they'll try time after time. And he says each time they get defeated, they'll keep trying again because that Quran tells them that they're going to dominate the world and they believe that the next time it might work. But that's just plain ignorant self-will. And we've got to remove this whole belief of self-will from our consciousness. Mazzetti told her pupils that they must see the complete unreality of both self-will and hatred, that it can't exist. Now, the only place that it can exist, as far as you're concerned, is within your consciousness. But if you see that there's nothing but God's qualities in perfect action within your consciousness, that's the only will. If you see there's nothing but divine love filling consciousness and being all, that destroys all belief of hatred and destruction. It's only within your consciousness you can take care of this, but it must be done. Now, it's the same thing with what's happening down in Grenada. We can't ignore that. It's doubtful to think that Cuba, thinking that it's a pretty strong nation, that it has Russia behind it, is going to just sit back and take it. We must realize the impossibility of the presence of mortal mind, and therefore there can't be any beliefs of retaliation. And wisdom and love and intelligence must rule, again, within our consciousness, until we lose the belief within our consciousness that such things could be existing as dominant forces. They just aren't within God. And we also need to be obedient to Mrs. Eddy's admonition, where she says in Miscellany that we must pray daily for the office of President of the United States. Again, the only government that exists is existing within our consciousness, the government of principle, the government of intelligence. And we want to make absolutely sure that intelligence reigns so that nobody down in Washington is going to start doing something that could be dangerous or erroneous. You know, back in the Nixon administration, for a couple of years before Watergate, every time I had a case in the Washington area, I had to handle the belief of the occult, or the case wasn't healed. And I told somebody once, I said, you know, it's almost like there's a cloud hanging over Washington. Something's trying to secretly influence down there. And he laughed and he says, the weathermen are saying the same thing. He says, there's a cloud over the city that doesn't leave. Well, the belief of the occult is that it can transmit thought on waves of self-will and come in and influence wherever it wants. That's the belief. It isn't true in God, but in mortal mind, it says this can happen. Now, for the last six to 4 months, again, if I get a case in the Washington area, I'm being led to handle the occult. Now, it was that which influenced the Nixon administration and brought forth Watergate. And I think we want to protect this administration against outside secret influences that might try to come in and discredit them and get them to do things that can hurt them or hurt our country. And we've got to realize, again, the government is within us. And we can't afford to see anything but the perfect government of God going on there. And as she says, we should pray daily for the office of president. We should be doing this every day until we see the world at peace, because the world, again, is only the objectification of our understanding of the universe within us. And so, therefore, the job is ours. And it's a big job. But it must be done. We can't ignore animal magnetism. Mrs. Eddy was constantly after her household on these things. She said, this is a mental age. Malpractice would attempt to dominate. And unless Christian scientists are awake and alert, it'll hold back Christian science for centuries. Then another time, if you do not feel the danger and think everything is all right when seemingly all is wrong, you'll not be watching with God. And then you must rise to the point where you can destroy the belief of mesmerism, or you will have no cause. I cannot do it for you. You must do it for yourselves. And unless it is done, the cause will perish. And we will go along another 1900 years in the world sunk in blackest night. The workers in the field are not healing because they're not meeting the animal magnetism which says they cannot heal. You will grow much faster if you'll handle animal magnetism daily. George Shaw Cook, who was editor of the periodicals in the early 1940s, was asked what he attributed his great growth to. And his answer was this: willingness to handle Roman Catholicism daily. Well, now, we sure don't go to sleep on Catholicism today, but we don't go to sleep on any of the other forces that are trying to control mentally. And we need to handle it all, but that paragraph on page 330 is the description of it all, and if you see that clearly, you're handling it all. But don't forget, you handle it in your thought for you to see the complete non-existence of these false qualities that describe evil. The consciousness within of the allness of mind will give us the willingness and the understanding to do this. And if you listen, God will show you exactly what you need to know, and then if you listen, He will handle it for you. You need to establish the sense of listening. And the way to really do that is by getting clear on the oneness between God and man. Realize that God's mind is our mind, that His thinking is our thinking, and we silence this belief that we're thinking about God and man. As long as I stay a mortal thinking about God and man over there, I'm separate. And as long as I'm declaring truths with my so-called human mind, I'm staying separate.